माया
सतम
इदम
सर्वम
माया सतम इदम सर्वम जगत अव्यक्त्या मूर्तिना जगत अव्यक्त मूर्तिना मया सतमिदं सर्वं जगदव्यक्त मूर्तिना मत्थानि सर्वभूतानि मत्थानि सर्वभूतानि अहं तेषु अवस्थिता चाहं तेष्वस्थिता मया ततमिदं सर्वं जगदव्यक्तमूर्तिना मत्थानि सर्वभूतानि चाहं तेष्वस्थिता God, sometimes some foolish question is there. Can you show me God? The answer God is giving. The Maya Tatam Idam Sarva, I am everywhere. If you have eyes to see, you can see me. So, actually, God is everywhere. Otherwise, how is God? God means the great. But you do not know how great He is. You simply say God is great. But you have no idea how God is great. That is explained in the Vedic literature that He is everywhere. God is everywhere. अन्नान्तरस्थम् परमानुचयान्तरस्थम् एकपशौ रचयतुम् जगदन्नकोटि. देयर आर मेटीरियल इन वर्ल्ड मीन्स देयर आर इन्यूमरेबल यूनिवर्सेस. यू कैन जस्ट लाइक यू कैनॉट काउंट द स्टार्स एंड प्लैनेट्स. यू आर एवरीथिंग यू आर सीइंग. At least at night you see. But can you count it? No. It's not possible. So this is only one universe. The universe in which our planet, this active planet is situated. It is teeny planet. Out of many millions of planets, this is one. So we cannot even calculate this one planet. In which portion, which direction, which country is there, how many population, what is there, we have no calculus. This is God's creation. Anything you take, you cannot count in your here. You claim this is my here. Can you count it? No, that is not true. Everywhere God is present, and everything is innumerable, beyond our counting capacity. In this way God is situated. Antarbahi, He is situated outside, He is situated inside also. Krishna said, this is quite reasonable, otherwise how is God? It's like I am here, you are here, but you are not in your apartment. You are absent. But God, if God means He is in His apartment and He is everywhere. The rascals, they claim that I am God. How kind of God you are? Are you everywhere straight? You should not accept such a God. God's description is there in the Shastra. Yutapasau ratayatam jagadanna koti. One part, one portion, is Paramatma, the Super Soul. In his Super Soul teacher, he is present in innumerable universes. Ekapasahudachayatam jagadanda puti. Jagadanda means the universe. It is just like an egg. Where onda, onda means egg. The pond is like egg. So, there are millions. So to maintain the millions and millions of universes, by his one person, Paramatma, he spread. He is called Dhirodasaya Vishnu. It is a great science. God expands himself in so many ways, and for the material world, he is expanded as Purusha Avatar. Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, Kiro Dakshaya Vishnu. It is planned like that. Kaudar Ocean. The Kaudar Ocean, he is lying there, sleeping within the ocean. And from his breathing, the universes are coming out. This is God. Because he is in a sleeping condition. That is expansion of God. That is not original God. Original God is Krishna. But he can expand himself. Advaita yatsyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajahu vadancha. That is God. Just have some idea what is God. So, as Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, he is sleeping within the ocean, and as soon as there is Krishna sleeping, there is breathing also. The bubbles are expanding as universe. Dasyaita nishasita karama thavalamya jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana. So, breathing means exhaling, inhaling. So, when the breathing air is coming out, innumerable universes are coming into form. And when it's inhaling, then all of them become annihilated. This is material world. Material world means it comes into existence at a certain day. It remains for some time. It gives so many byproducts and it expands and then dwindles, then finishes. This is material. Everything. Your body is like that. My body is like that. The whole universe is like that. So here it is explained. Maya tatamidam sarvam. This is God's impersonal expanse. When we cannot understand God, then we come first to the impersonal feature everywhere. Pantheism, which is known as, in philosophical terms, pantheism. There are different, I would say, ideas and philosophical propositions. So, this Maya Tatamidam, but the pantheist, because the materialist thinker, Newton, they think that God is everywhere, therefore there is no personal God. That is foolish. Foolishness. He is everywhere, it is explained here. Maya tatamidam sarvam. By me. Maya means by me. By me, or by my energy, I am expanded everywhere. Maya, this word, it is causative. Causative means I have caused. The example is, if you want to understand, the example is very simple. Just like, as soon as the sun is risen, immediately the sunshine is expanded. The other day, while coming here, we saw how within a second, this sun arose from the sea water. Not from the sea, it looks like that. Immediately, within a second, the whole world became illuminated. So, see, what is this illumination? It is the expansion of the sunshine. But see, because the expansion is there, it does not mean the sun globe is finished. The sun globe is there. And within the sun globe, the sun god is there. Or the predominating personality of the sun globe is there. His name is also known to us. His name is Devasan. Just like in America, the president's name is Thor. Those are intelligent persons. He knows. Or your president. Similarly, every planet, there is a president. There is a chief person. And the names are recorded in the basic literature. And in the Bhagavad Gita, you find that Krishna, sometimes some 40 millions of years ago, we calculate 40 or 400, some millions of years, he met the sun god and he spoke Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasthati yogam prasvanahumambayam. So we have to take information from the right source. Then you have awareness of everything. How God is expanded everywhere. You can take this example. The sun is away from us, according to the scientist calculation, 93 millions of miles away. And immediately, within a second, his sunshine is expanded all over the world. Immediately. At least 93 millions of miles. Within a second. So if it is possible by an ordinary material thing, Krishna, God is full spiritual. How much spiritually powerful he is that he can expand himself all over the universe. This is called thoughtful consideration. So Krishna and Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam, I am expanded everywhere. Where is the difficulty to understand? There is no difficulty. If we are same person, if we can see that in one universe there is one sun, and the sun is so powerful, it is a material thing, and there are innumerable universes, and there are innumerable suns, one who has created the sun, how much powerful he is. This is the question. Common sense. If one sun, which is material, if it is so powerful that for millions and millions of years it is giving its energy, heat and light, still it is so bright and powerful, and temperature is so high, how much powerful temperature is of God, you can just imagine. So when he says, Maya tatanidam sarvam, it is not a false pride, it is fair. Simply, we must have brain to understand. Maya tatanidam sarvam. Every particle, every atom, there is present, there is taken. Annantarasthanam paramanateyantarasthanam. Paramanam means the atom. God is within the atom. So God is in the universe. God is outside, God is within. Outside, as you see, these five elements, what are these five elements? The same thing, expansion of God's energy. Just as we practically see, scientifically, the sunshine is the part of this universe. Within the sunshine, all these planets have grown. And in each and every planet, due to the sunshine, the vegetables are growing. There are leaves, when there is no sunshine, it is the leaf falls down. As soon as the sunshine is there, the colorful fruits and flowers and leaves have come out. Everything is due to the sunshine. Similarly, the Supreme Sun is Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. He has got, just like the sun has shined. Similarly, try to understand, God has got his effulgence, bodily shine. That is called Brahma Jyoti. When the Brahma Jyoti is there, innumerable universes are generated. Therefore, he is cause of all creation. He doesn't require to manufacture each and every universe. He is so powerful that in his effulgence, in his shining, innumerable universes are created. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti su asesa vasudhadi bhuti bhannam. In each universe, there are many millions of stars and planets. These are the descriptions in the basic literature. So you have to learn. You cannot, by your teeny effort, with limited power, limited perception, you cannot speculate. You have to understand from authoritative statements. That is called Veda. Veda means knowledge which is perfect knowledge, and if you study Vedas, then you get perfect knowledge of everything. And the cream of the Vedic knowledge is here in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you read Bhagavad Gita carefully, then you get all the knowledge very perfectly. Here it is said, Maya tatanidam sarvam jagat abhaktam mutina. That expansion, that impersonal expansion of bhakta, non manifested. You cannot see God in person in this expansion. Therefore, sometimes he foolishly say that, can you show me God? God is there. You have to make your eyes to see. They say God is here in the temple. But somebody is thinking that this is not God, this is a statue, an idol. They are worshipping idol. Supposing it is idol, but if God is everywhere, why is not in the idol? What is the argument? If God is everywhere, then why is not idol? God has this power. And actually, this is not idol. This is God's energy. The same example. The sunshine is everywhere. So, originally, sunshine is the cause of everything. Similarly, God's effulgence is the cause of material things also. That is explained in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapo naro bhayu khagamano buddhi. The five elements have been summarized into three: external energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. External energy is this material expansion manifestation. Similarly, there is internal energy, the spiritual world manifestation, and in between them, there is another energy called marginal energy, tapasva, that we are, we living entities. We are is marginal energy. Marginal energy means we can live either in this external energy or in the internal energy, in between. So at the present moment, we are living in the external energy. But this external energy is also Krishna's energy, it's God's energy. It is not different from it. The external energy means you are captivated by the external energy. But the external energy is not permanent. the internal energy is permanent. The spiritual world is permanent. And we are also permanent. Jiva Bhuta. Nahannate Hannamane Sarire. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to transfer oneself from this external energy to the internal energy. That is the purpose of all Vedic literature. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedam. To understand God and go back to home, back to Godhead. That is perfection of life. So here, we are in the God energy, there is no doubt. Mayata masthani sarva bhutani. Everything. Bhutani means all living entities, anything which has grown. The trees, the plants, the hills, the oceans, the sky, everything is resting in God's energy. Masthani sarva bhutani. Naham teshu avastuta. But it is not that the parties, they think that if God has expanded in everything, then whatever I worship, and that is God's worship. No, that is the Krishna said, no, that you cannot take. The same example, the sunshine is not different from the sun. Because the sunshine has entered within your room, it does not mean the sun has entered. If you try to understand, then you understand. That God is everywhere. Still, He is not everywhere. This is His inconceivable power. Therefore, if we want to worship God, then we have to worship His form, His name, form, quality, pastime, then he shall realize that God is person, supreme being, and he has got all the propensities as we have got, because we are part and parcel of God. We can study God's personality from our personality, just as we can study the Father by the symptoms of the Son. This is a crude example. Similarly, whatever propensities we have got, where from the propensities coming? It is coming from God. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, janmādhasya-gataha. Everything is emanating from God. The original source of everything is God. So, when we study ourselves minutely, that what is our position, or by studying ourselves, we can study the nature of God. The difference is only that He is huge, the great, we are small particles. But the quality, as you say, you take a drop of the ocean water, the chemical composition is the same. The taste is the same. So that is the difference between a living entity and God. We are a small sample of God, but God is great. If we understand this philosophy, then it is not difficult to understand what is God, and then we can establish our original relationship, and if we act accordingly, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.
Somebody would like to ask him any questions to Sri Prabhupada? Answering. Raise your hand. No questions? Everybody agree?
Would you like to give your views on psychiatry? Psychiatry.
What is that?
Well, when someone is having some kind of mental problem, the psychiatrist analyzes it from the medical point, sometimes from the psychological point.
Psychiatrist.
Yes.
Did he? This is an expansion of the energy known as mind. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Panga mana buddhi yivata. These are separate matter. So, different division. God's creation is so wonderful that even if you take the account, there are so many things that is scientist does. So, what to speak of mind, thinking, feeling, willing, and there are so many divisions. So, what is your question about the psychiatrist? It is a material thing and very subtle, and there are so many divisions. So, what is your question about it? Yes, it is everything is resting on God. This is also resting on God. Everything, first of all, you have to understand that everything is expansion of God's energy. So, if you understand God, then the energies are automatically understood. Yasmi vijñāte sarvamitam vijñātam bhavanti. This is basic vijñāta. If you try to understand God, then His energies also will be understood by you. If you know the root, if you water at the root of the tree, then the tree, whole tree becomes luxuriantly grass. So our proposition is, you take the root, Krishna, and you will understand everything properly. From the root. If you want to understand the tree, whole tree, you try to understand it from the root, not from the top. So, disease, any disease, if you understand the root cause of the disease, you can give proper medicine and it's cured. So, psychiatrists, generally, their patients are crazy people. Generally, the tree is crazy fellow. It is not. No sane man goes to a psychiatrist. Is it that a fact? So all these crazy men sometimes make the psychiatrist a crazy also. So, more or less everyone is crazy. That is it is not my layman's opinion. It is the opinion of a big medical surgeon. There was a case in the court, murder case. The murderer pleaded that I became crazy man at that time. That is generally. So, the medical man was called to examine. Then your great civil surgeon in Calcutta. So he gave his opinion in the court that so far I have treated many patients. So my opinion is that everyone is more or less a madman. More or less. It is a question of degree. So our opinion is like that. That anyone who is not under the direct connection with God, he is a crazy man. He is a madman. Now you can see. So we are also psychiatrists. We are pushing this Krishna consciousness. So because anyone who is in this material world, more or less crazy, madman. Because he doesn't care for God. That's who he is crazy. He is completely under the control of God, but still he has the audacity to say, no, I don't believe. Crazy. So anyone who does not believe in God, he is a crazy person. You can see. Everyone is patient. प्रकृति क्रियमाणानि गुणै कर्माणि सर्वतः अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ता हम इति मन्नते. This crazy fellow, he is fully under the control of material nature and he is still thinking that he is independent. That is crazy. Everyone is thinking that. Everyone is a patient of psychosis. How we can declare independence? There is no independence. You are completely dependent on the laws of material nature. Prakita-kriyamana, nipasana. Janma-mitya-jarabhyadi, dukkha-dukhana-dasana. This is knowledge. Nobody wants to die, but nature says you must die. Where is your independence? Nobody wants to take bath. So enter into the mother, so. But you must enter. Nobody wants to become old man. And he says, you must become old man. Nobody wants disease. Then he says, you must have disease. So where is your independence? But the crazy fellow says, I am independent. I think like this. Oh, it is the hell of your thinking. You may change in your favor, but the nature will not allow it. So everyone is crazy who is declaring independence. He is crazy. Then, any question? Yes, this question is very nice. Anyone who does not believe in God, does not surrender to God, he is a crazy person.
Don't you know what's the best activity to perform to go back to
God? You are already confirming Hare Krishna chants. Very easy. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. That is the best education. To hear about God, to chant about God, to think about God, to worship God. In this way there are 9 processes recommended. You are following them. At least trying to follow. Then, when you are perfect, then you go. Taptadeham punarjanmanayati, no more material body. You follow strictly the devotional process. There are 9 different ways. But if you simply hear about God, then you also become perfect. Any one of them. You take 9 of them, 8 of them, 7 of them, 6 of them, 5 of them. At least 1 you take. And you can put it. 1 must take. That's why Maharaj Parikshit, he took only 1. He listened to Sukadeva Goswami, hearing. He became perfect. Sukadeva Goswami, he simply chanted. He became perfect. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasam satyam ajo. He simply took Krishna as the best prayer. He became perfect. That is Bhagavad Gita. He has accepted Krishna as the best friend. Krishna, although I am talking to you as friend, but I know what you are. So, I am perplexed. Kindly give me this. Sishapriham sarimam prapannam. My dear Krishna, I am surrendering unto you. I accept you as my spiritual master. Kindly teach me. So, he became perfect by making Krishna his friend. So, 9 processes. Any process you take,
and do it perfectly, then you become perfect. So we are opening different centers all over the world. At least, if they come and hear about Krishna, they will become perfect. Without doing anything, simply by hearing, hearing. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pakusi. It is very easy. It is not at all difficult. When the difficult, God has given us here, and if we simply hear, listen what Krishna says, we become perfect.
What if you hear in your heart but don't act in your life?
Hmm?
What if you hear but don't act accordingly in your practical life?
Hear means you do it in practical life. Otherwise, what is the hearing? That just like one stone, the ear got a ear. That is not that. Hearing means it will react. That is hearing. The more you hear, it will react. And then you practically do it. But everything comes by hearing. So hearing is so important. Just like in your ordinary education, you go to the school, college and hear from the professor. Hearing is so important. And then you become perfect. You take your degrees. Similarly, the science of God, you simply hear about Samaram Sitam. Then gradually it will purify. Hearing means purifying the dirty things within the heart. That is here. Chaita Dharpana Mahajana Sinnatana Sakara Krishna Panna Savana Kirtam. Because it is spiritual. Hearing has got a potency to purify. This is not ordinary hearing. This is spiritual hearing. So it has got a potency. Sinnatana Sakara Krishna Panna Savana Kirtam. Anyone who takes part in this process of hearing and chanting, he becomes pious, purified. Just like if you touch somewhere or other, the fire, it will act. Similarly, Krishna is spiritual. You hear about Krishna, then it will act. Then you will be pious. Any other questions?
How can we understand that Krishna consciousness movement seems to attract so many young boys and young girls in the Western world?
Gas?
So many young people, and not so much the middle-aged and older people in the Western world.
Not only Western world, everywhere. Therefore, they are called old fools. Because they require time to forget what they have learned. Young men, they are receptive. Therefore, for education, younger age is recommended. There is a history. One father and one daughter, they both appeared for year examinations. The father came and the daughter passed. The younger generation, they can receive by marriage. Older generation, it is little difficult. Therefore it is recommended by Prahladma, Komaravasade Pragma Dharmana Bhagavatam. Durlavama Manasani Jarma Tadapi Vadhuvam. He recommended, my dear friend, Prahladma, I was 5 years old, and he was teaching Krishna consciousness in his classroom. When the teachers are out, he will preach Krishna consciousness. Then friends will request, my God, for that. He says, plain, this is Tipunava. He says, no, my God, friend. Kumaro Arthur is plugged on, Dharmaro Harvardhan. Immediately, we are now young boy. This is the time to learn. Kumar. Kumar means between 5 to 10 years. This is the time. Dharma Anubhavodhani. Why? Don't think that your life is guaranteed. We can die at any moment. Better understand the fires of God in these early days. This is Pallava Mahadeva Kamandir. So, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness, should be learned from the very beginning. Then it will be solid. By nature's way, younger generation, they capture very nicely. This question was asked by many gentlemen to me, so why younger generation attract? Because they are receptive. This is the age. So don't waste time. From the very beginning of life, when we can talk, when we can walk, learn Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, live with the sources. We are therefore opening so many gurukuls to teach from the very beginning of life. Brahmachari guru kule basandanta guru ritam. They should be trained now how to offer respect to guru, to superior. These things are not taught. The basic system is first brahmachari, then guru. That is compulsory. Brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. Okay, this. First of all, he must be trained now, first class brahmachari, after 25 years. And then, if he likes, he can enter into family life. That is also after 50 years. Naturally, a person, after being trained now as brahmachari, enters family life. He cannot stay in family life for all these days. 50 years, when his sons are grown up, say 20 years, 25 years, then he can retire from family life. That is called manaprastha. The wife can remain as assistant, not for any other purpose. Then, when he is fully prepared, the wife goes to the care of elderly children, and the man takes on the nurse. But this culture is lost. Now, unless one is shot dead, he will not be familiar. Even Mahatma Gandhi, he got independence and everything, he still would not be. So you are shot dead. This is our position. All politicians are busy men. They are not going to return. Stuck up. This is not foolish. When one is young, he can remain with family, wife, children. 25 to 50 years, that's all. No more. Give up. Then take manaprastha. Train up yourself for becoming sannyasi. And then take sannyas. Simply for understanding God. That is sannyas. You can take sannyas from the very beginning, but if it is not possible, at least at the sad end of your life, everyone should take sannyas and completely devote in understanding the science of God. That is what sannyas. This is baby sister. Varnasam. Now it is foolishly going as Hindu dharma. What is Hindu dharma? Hindu is not found even in the scriptures. This is a name given by the Mahabharata. Sindhu. There is a river, Sindhu. From Sindhu it has come Hindu. Actually, the Vedic culture is Varnashram Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashramas. That is real Vedic culture. How to create Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. Eight. This is called Varnashram Dharma. Vanrasamacharavatapurusena parapuna Vishnuvaradhate punisa nanna tattosaka. Actually, human civilization begins when this institution of Varnashram is accepted. Otherwise, it is an institution. Eating, sleeping, knitting and dancing. All right, thank you.
Oh, Vishnu Varaya, Upa Prasaya.